strategy that has been used quite a bit over the last years in change communications.
Crippled by my failures.
And in particular in food industry documentary films.
And the ache I left behind.
Is the use of disgust.
Back to old forgotten places.
Disgust to turn people off. Meat consumption, for instance. So I'd like to ask, is disgust a good strategy? Does it work? With who? Under what conditions? And what should we know?
Crippled by my failures.
My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. Okay, it is a very complex area where there's still some discussion and uncertainty within the scientific community, and we might cover it more extensively moving forward. But today our goal is to understand it a bit better and pinpoint a couple of key mechanisms that are useful to consider for storytelling and change communications.
Shaking at the doorsteps of this life I left behind.
The first one is that, as always, there are parameters to consider. For instance, disgust is influenced by gender, hormones, experience, and culture.
Of this life I left behind.
Culture plays a significant role in what a person considers to be disgusting. For example, many Westerners are disgusted by the idea of eating insects, while snacking on a cricket or a mealworm is completely normal in many other countries. Being French myself, I love blue cheese, which my American friends like to remind me is basically eating mold. Can't help it, I love it. Or take sexual taboos. They are also cultural, right? But how does disgust play out in terms of impact? Well, some scientific studies suggest that disgust can lead to lower risk perception. And in other words, when I feel disgust, my ability to make a subjective judgment about the characteristics and severity of a risk is lowered. Are disgusting communications potentially fooling the human being? Well, for people who process the information heuristically, quickly using shortcuts in their brain from prior experiences or knowledge, it seems that yes, disgusting communications can be misleading. On the other hand, people who process the information systematically, taking the time and cognitive energy to analyze information in depth, the resulting perception is typically different. The disgust emotion seems to have no effect.
Standing here, I put myself.
Now, from personal experience, one element I noticed that is very important to consider is the expectation of disgust. If I know I'm going to be disgusted by the documentary or social media video because of what people told me, it's quite likely that I will avoid it and get into denial from the get-go, because I expect disgust to be used as a communication strategy to manipulate my judgment, and I might not be willing or able to manage this unpleasant emotion. Again, this will vary from person to person based on the parameters we touched on: gender, hormones, experience, and culture. But one approach that I experience is quite impactful is the combination of disgust with humor, because the expected outcome of the piece is looking very different now. I might smile or even laugh, and no one wants to trigger negative emotions in me, so I'm fine. I'm pleasantly intrigued while expecting to be moved. As comics author Peter de Potteret told us in Cosmic number 48, it's easy to shock people, but it's much more difficult to do it in a funny and inspiring way.
Standing here, I put myself.
There is a European country where disgust seems essential to humor. Austria, yes. And to illustrate an interesting approach, I'm featuring the work of Honey and Bunny. They are performance artists from Vienna in Austria. And on the art piece of the day, you can see them dressed up as surgeons, dissecting a meat sandwich with surgical tools, attempting to replace the piece of meat by a cucumber. And because it's funny and intriguing, me announcing what you're going to see is not going to make you tune out and fall into denial before even giving a chance to the piece, right? The opposite. You're probably intrigued right now.
Shaking at the doorstep.
I would love to hear your thoughts, stories of past experiences with disgust in change communications. You can write me an email at hello@cosmic.show. Bon appétit.
Standing here, I put myself inside the county line.